Disruptive Innovation Podcast. I'm Ashley Tajay.
What's up, DI fam? It's your girl, Nikki.
What's up, Nikki?
I'm so excited to be here. Minute.
A long time.
Oh, we came back to the crew, back to the tribe.
Mm-hmm. We are back. Oh my gosh. It feels like this year, although the year is still not over, it's almost over. It feels like it's been like 18 years in 1 year.
Right. Like a whole entire lifetime. So crazy.
So much. So 2020 has been, oh my God, I don't even know how to describe it. 2020 has been a year.
It's been nuts. Think about like the end of the year. Obviously, like we're clearly in December. So, you know, for my corporate people, this is the fourth quarter. There's a lot of pressure. Obviously, we have the holidays coming up. And then, boom, you have New Year's. Like, I just think sometimes, yo, when that turns to 2021, are we going to feel relieved? Or is it going to be like, you've now reached level two? Like, is it going to get worse? Or is it going to get better?
Like, and that's how I felt. I'm like, well, what's going to happen? I'm not even really looking forward to the clock changing and say 2021. Because I'm like, oh, my God, I thought this year was about to be it.
Isn't that crazy how I think everybody came into this year, and I know all the shit I was talking with everybody.
Yes.
And, you know, all of our homegirls and stuff like that. With, oh, 2020, I'm about to be stepping on people's necks. I'm about to da-da-da-da.
Yes.
Like, you just thought that glow up was going to be so crazy. But it really turned out to be very different. Very different.
It really did. God was like, hold on, sit down, relax.
Isn't that
interesting? It ain't time yet.
Yeah, exactly. Like, it really did make you thankful, though, for the things that you do have. Like, I think the value was placed in different areas. I think for me anyways, like going into 2020, it was how good I'm going to do at work, how much I'm going to make this year, how much I'm going to bump up my income, and what my bonuses were going to look like, and what I'm going to buy, and where I'm going to be, and whom I'm going to be around. And that perception or the switch in what I value has completely changed. And that's God to me. Like, even though we've gone through some things this year, that's like, okay, God is saying, sit down. We need to be thankful for what we have and who we have around us.
Right.
Just a different perception.
Yes. And then give us some time to like, all right, reevaluate like your everything. Start, you know, really give you time to like, really like think, you know, and like focus. Like, I feel like this year, although it has been like a really crazy year, and you know, there was some parts of it where I'm just like, oh my God, like I'm over this. But I've had like some of the biggest moments, I feel like, in my adult life this year. Like, so much has changed. I feel like this was like, I needed this. I needed that break.
You know what? I have to agree with you. Like, I love to hear you say that too. I feel like those of us who are rooted in God, rooted in Christ, rooted in spirituality, whatever that may be for you, we are all kind of having like that same experience, right? To where it's like, it's been one of the most introspective years.
Yes.
But the blessings that we've gotten out of it, like, I know for me, I've manifested some things this year that I never thought I could manifest in my entire life.
What? That's so dope.
It's so beautiful. And I know only God could have given that to me, like family connections, deeper connections, like with my family, people I've been praying for. And it's like, wait a minute, God, like, you dropped that on my lap this year. And it's so intimate. Like, the blessings are intimate. And like, it's like, okay, that's what I valued. That's actually what I valued. That's actually what I've been looking for. Like, that sense of home, that sense of rooting and grounding. Like, God has really come through on that forefront. So I agree with you. Like, this year, as crazy as it's been externally, internally, it's been beautiful.
It has. It really has. Honestly, like, even just being able to just sleep for like a good 8 hours, like, this has been so good. Like, sleeping, going to sleep and being like, I don't have to set an alarm this morning, you know, tomorrow morning. I could just sleep. It's just been good. Like, honestly, this is like, it's been really, really, it has been sad and it has been some hard times, but I feel like I needed it.
agree. I think like the underlying word is healing, right? Like
Yes.
it kind of doesn't matter what's going around outside in your external world, but when you learn how to focus on the internal world, the amount of healing that's done there, that's what this year I feel like has shown those of us who allowed that process.
Exactly.
Facts.
I definitely agree. Having just time to just, really like reflect and just even like new goals. Like I'm really loving TikTok. I love TikTok. I don't know why, but I love TikTok. And just seeing like the amount of like young entrepreneurs even up there is so inspiring. Like, although it was a lot going on and it was some hard times, there were a lot of people who literally had the time to like turn nothing into something. Like seeing people really tap into their true talent, because now it's like, all right, I can't work. So now you have the time to actually focus on the things that truly make you happy instead of being stuck at a job. I mean, I know some people still were able to work, and we are thankful for the people who, did still have to go out to work, all of the, essential workers and stuff like that. But to see people who were like miserable at a job and then be able to have time to like do things that they actually like, even though we had to be stuck in the house, I feel like it was definitely like an eye opener, this
Yeah.
year. Like, all right, life is too short,
Total
like,
fact.
and everybody, we all say that, but this year I feel like
Yo, the
life is
reality
short.
of it, wild different. Like, wow.
Yes.
Wait a minute. I wasn't ready for that. It was like a real wake-up call, but I love to
No.
see it. I love to see people challenge their purpose like that. You're right. Like, with everybody having extra time to focus in on different things, you realize how much time you spend doing things you don't want to do.
Exactly.
And then you start asking yourself the hard questions of, what does make me happy? You start to begin to lay those neurological pathways. You know what I mean? You ask yourself better questions, you get better answers. So, like, for sure.
And even like just having time to read.
Chill. Yo, what have you read? I want to know.
Oh my God. So I read Charlemagne's first book. I
Ooh.
ended up finishing it.
Okay.
I'm super excited for the second one. That honestly, like, it makes me look at him completely different.
That's what's
Like,
up.
his growth is like, it's inspiring. Like, Charlemagne came in, it was a little crazy. Although I always liked it, because I'm like, I love this. Like, I love his energy. I didn't really like when he would be mean to people, but certain questions he would ask, I'm like, all right, I'm glad he asked that because I would be terrified to ask it. But like seeing his growth and like seeing how he taps into like mental health, especially in the Black community where it's like, frowned upon, like, oh no. Anything that go on in this house stays in this house.
You don't
You're
need
not
therapy. You
depressed.
need Jesus.
Exactly. You ain't depressed. What is depressed? You ain't stressed out. What you stressed out for? It's like,
Right.
listen, you could have everything in the world and still be stressed.
That
So,
is, yo, that is so real.
Like, you could still be going through stuff. I feel like some people might see something on the outside and be like, all right, she got a car, she got this, she doing that. Ain't nothing wrong with her. It's, oh, you're just complaining. No. It's a lot more to it. It's not just everything that's on the outside. Sometimes the outside might look right, but the inside be rotten. So we gotta do that work, So it's like reading that book. Oh my God.
I need to read it now. You've definitely
You
inspired
do.
me. Like, you know what I love? I love Audible, yo. I use Audible so much.
Yes.
I don't actually like sit down and read a book, because I'll read, or quote unquote, like, I'll listen to books like while I'm doing other things, whether it's housework or whatever, so I can get through things. So I'll definitely put that on my download. What else did you read?
Yes. All right, so I did that. I'm just started. I started Queen of Fua at the beginning of the year, but then I was like, all right. I wasn't in the mental space to do it. I was like, all right, it's not just reading a book. It's kind of like you're reading the book, but then there's also exercises in the book of things that you need to do to really like change your mindset. And I'm like, I don't got time for this. I don't got time for this. But after going through this time and being like, in the house and reflecting and just, growing, I'm like, you know what? I'm gonna do this. So I have her book, Queen of Fua. And I'm gonna get that name. Where's the book? I may even have the book somewhere over here. But she's dope. You spell it AFUA.
Yeah, I think I've seen that advertised.
Yeah, she's really dope. So I've been tapping into her. There's this journal that I got off of Amazon, and it's like some of it you just color, you say things that make you happy, things that make you mad, things you want to change, like what are your goals? But it has, little curse words in it and stuff like that. But it's very inspiring. So I'm gonna make sure that I put that on our page too.
I love
So
that.
I've been doing like all that stuff and then just journaling too. Playing music and then just writing in my journal.
Yes, I'm with you on that one. I'm definitely heavy on that one. My writing game has been top notch this year. Journaling, poetry, like the whole nine. Like I definitely have been using my pen.
And that's good.
I feel like it's good. I definitely feel like it's good.
It definitely is. Have you read anything?
I
Well,
have.
listen, because I love Audible.
I love Audible. I
Yes.
read Untamed.
Yes, you sent that.
Holy moly. Like, that book is amazing. That
I
book
did send.
is probably, I went through it probably two whole times, almost a
What?
third. Yeah, it was like that good.
My God.
The basis is really getting to know your inner self, what that looks like, and how the world really tries to break down your inner voice. And it's just somebody's journey on how they made it to their inner voice. Very, very relatable, very helpful book. I also read this really dope book by, like, she's a poet. She's like an Afro-Latin poet. Her name is Elizabeth Acevedo. It's called Clap When You Land. Really dope about just like this little story, but about island life versus life here in the States. Like, that was really dope. I doubt I'm like partway through it. I haven't finished it. I'm reading the book about Trump that his niece, I think it's his niece wrote about him. It's like holy fucking moly scandalous. Oh
It
God, yeah. Even the title, it's too much and never enough. Oh my God, it's like diabolical. She's like giving up all the family secrets and everything. It's wild, crazy.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, so this ain't the niece he like.
What'd you say?
This isn't like his favorite niece. This is like the least favorite.
Oh yeah, definitely. She does not support him. Like she basically, and the crazy thing is that she's family, but she's an also a psychologist. Like she has her doctorate in psychology. So her stance on him comes from knowing him from his childhood, their family, and as a legal psychologist is crazy.
Oh, okay. I definitely want to hear that.
It's wild crazy. I'm like, oh my gosh.
Oh, good.
Yeah, so I've definitely been reading. I love it. I love the information. I like to expand, you know what I mean?
Yes.
Expand and expose and all that stuff. I think it's important.
It really is. It really, really is. And then since we done talk about Trump, this election.
Yeah, I'll talk about it.
Well, you know what?
Me too.
I voted. Yes. I was so excited to get my little sticker. I was
Wait, they gave
so
you a sticker?
happy.
I'm mad I didn't get one.
Yes, I ended up getting two. I was like, can I get another one? Like, I want two. I was so excited to put my little paper in there. I was circling real hard. I was like, yep, get him out of here. Like, I'm done. I'm done. So, you know who I didn't vote for?
Oh.
But how was it going to vote? Like, how did you feel?
I felt good. I felt really good. I felt like I went in there and I felt like I was doing my duty. Like I was
Yes.
nervous though. I'm not gonna lie to you. I don't know why
I
they had
was
you in like
too.
a little room at your little seats and everything. But it felt good. It was like, all right, this is the adult thing to do. We need to man up. We need to just go in here, make this decision, get it over with, and get out.
Exactly. And I felt good. I was disappointed though.
About.
Because I actually enjoy watching like the debates and
Oh,
then, going to staying up the night before, seeing how all the polls is closing and all the numbers is coming through. And then once you wake up in the morning, you got your answer. Usually we have the answer by like 12,
yeah.
midnight, at
Right.
least 12:30.
Right.
When I woke up the next day and it was like, oh, it's gonna be about another week, a week.
I said, excuse me, come again.
Like, a week for what?
And in 2020 time, a week is like 2 months.
Exactly. Exactly. I'm like, hold on. Like, I was looking forward to this. Almost called out of work the next day just so I could make sure I see who it
Oh,
is.
this is crazy. It's so crazy. And realistically, like, realistically, legally, you know, no matter what anybody thinks or projections or whatever it may be, legally, he has not conceded. So legally, this is still going on, and it's December
It is.
12th. Like,
Yeah. Yep. We're getting closer and closer to the inauguration.
I'm so curious. Like, I
Am
think I'm
too.
more so just curious about how this is going to play out at this point. I mean, I have some
Yeah.
projections. What do you think is going to happen, actually? Let me ask you.
Okay, so I honestly feel like I have two things,
Okay.
right? I feel like they're gonna get in there and they're gonna do things that we should have just did at the beginning of this year, and then it's gonna kind of like cause problems. Like, I truly feel like once he gets in there, he's probably gonna shut down the world for like a month.
Oh, yeah, he definitely is.
Like, y'all couldn't sit for 2 weeks. All right, give me a month. Like, and honestly, I think that we need to,
Yeah,
because the numbers are going back
they
up.
are.
I do feel like Trump is going to leave. I do think he's going to make it hard. I don't think he's going to leave on Inauguration Day. So January, I think it's on the 20th. I don't think he's going to leave on that day. I feel like they're going to drag it out. He's probably going to leave like February 1st.
Wow. Okay. That's so really, that's
Yeah,
interesting.
I don't see him leaving without a fight. But other than that, that's pretty much it. I do feel like he is going to go.
Okay.
Obviously, you know, he started tweeting, like he tweeted today that they're what did he say? They're an abomination. He said that on Twitter, and that the Biden administration is going to kill America. They are going to kill us. And I'm like, no, they're not. Like, it just go. You killed us. So like, we just need to keep it pushing. But yeah, I feel like he's gonna leave without a, you know, not without a fight. I think he's gonna leave a little late. But I feel like once they get in there, I'm hoping. And I don't think this is gonna happen. I don't know what to think about what they're gonna do, but I'm hoping that just like how we showed up at them polls for them to get, you know, in office and get him out, they need to come through for us.
Oh, they absolutely do. Like, is they absolutely do.
Like,
That's a good point.
but what do you think?
You know, I tend to think, I don't know, I don't want to say I'm a pessimist because I'm not. I'm, you know, anybody that knows me personally, I'm typically like very positive and upbeat. But with the climate now, I actually do kind of expect the worst, to be quite honest with you. Like, I
Okay.
think that with everything he has going on, he's not going to leave. He's definitely not leaving the office by inauguration date. He's going
Yeah.
to take this thing to the courts, which I know they already have started. He's got different
Yes.
states now joining him with this, with contesting the results and now joining his efforts.
Yes.
So I think that's going to drag out, and I think what's going to end up happening, I believe, I could be wrong, I think he's going to get a second term, but I think he's going to get a second term a very ugly way. And because of the way that this goes down, it could very possibly be mayhem. That's what I think. I think we're going to see some crazy things. I hope I'm wrong.
You think
I
so?
do. I really do. I could be wrong though. Like, it could be not like that. I hope it's not like that.
Yes.
But we're so divided right now that if that were to happen, it would be like the Democrats at that point, or anybody that voted for Biden, would feel like Trump stole it. Trump's people already feel like Biden and his people stole it. So now you got two
Yes.
people thinking the same, two sides thinking the same exact thing. And under that, there's nothing good that can come of that. Like, people are ready to go to war. Like, that's grounds for a civil war. I'm not saying it's going to be that extreme, but I can definitely see things getting very ugly.
You know what? And I see it. I do see it going like left, but I feel like, I don't know. Like, did you hear about that Trump rally that they
No, what
had?
they do.
So they had a rally right after. It was probably like a week after they had, you know, all right, Biden won. So a week after that, they had a rally in DC. I mean, I ain't never seen that many people in red. Like, it was scary. Definitely a scary sight. But It wasn't as bad as I thought it would
Okay, well,
be.
that's good.
Like, I was thinking they're gonna be out here shooting
Right.
people, bugging out. Trump did not stay. He ended up going golfing, but he did drive through and waved at them. He did not roll down his window. So it's like, this is your leader. This is who you are all out here risking your lives for. He did not get out. He didn't say a speech. He didn't even wave. He just rolled by and looked and smiled, shook his head, and went to go golf. So he missed out on that, but it wasn't like no one got arrested. There was no danger. No one was shot or murdered or kidnapped. Nothing. Like, everything was good.
That's good.
So I'm hoping that it continues to go into that direction. I do notice, though, a lot of Trump supporters, they going back into hiding.
In what way?
Like, a lot of people who were really for him and Trump, 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 and we got to do this. It's like, okay, Biden won. I'm taking down the flags. I'm taking off the stickers off the car. Black Lives Matter. I'm for everybody. We just need to be one. Unity, unity. I noticed a lot of that switching
I
out.
have no beef with that, to be honest with you. Because we can't have it both ways, right? Like, if you don't want somebody to be a sore loser, then, if they jump on and they begin to change their mentality, that's supposed to be the goal. So that type of stuff, that don't bother me. It's interesting that you've seen that. I feel like I've seen the opposite. I feel like I've seen people double down. Yeah,
Why?
big time. Like, Biden didn't win. It's fake news. Just all that. Like, you'll see Trump is gonna, Trump is gonna come out as the leader. He's gonna get a second term. So I'm so curious to see how this plays out.
Definitely. But I feel like he needs to know, like, we ain't going without a fight. If you think that you just gonna come in here, Biden won. Okay. Like, the highest number, and then for that to be the highest numbers of people voting ever in history, they said it's never reached over 80 million for one
Yeah,
person.
I saw that.
So I'm like, and he would, and for him to be like, it was a landslide, it was not a landslide. It was like 5 million. That's not a landslide is like a few
Right.
thousand. Like, you lost. You lost. So I mean, I'm ready for him to go. I do feel like this is a time where people do need to be like become licensed to have, I do I was there for that. I do think that we need to be licensed to
I
carry.
do too. I think it's extremely important, especially today, that we are licensed to carry. I totally agree with that.
Yes. So I'm here for that, but I feel like now it's serious. We need to be licensed to carry. We need to know how to use it. Don't just be letting it go off and harming unnecessary people. But I do feel like, we need to be prepared. But a second lockdown, you ready for that?
Nah, and that's my thing. I gotta be honest with you. Like, I'm so conflicted with certain things. Like, I
Yes.
was rocking with my boy Cuomo so heavy. You couldn't tell me nothing. At the beginning of this, that was my man's. Like, that was my
Yes.
energy as far as like he did so good with all of the, just everything. I felt like how he handled everything. I'm so sick of this shit at this point, and I get it. Like, I'm not ignorant towards science and all that. I love that shit. I love science. I love all of it. So, and I'm big on common sense.
Yes.
But I think I'm one of those people that's just really sick of this whole debacle. Not to say anybody else isn't, but for me personally, like, I took a weekend trip to Tennessee right before my birthday. And, obviously Tennessee is one of the states that are spiking now. And I'm fine with quarantining. I'm fine with getting a COVID test prior, coming home, staying away from people, getting another
Yes.
COVID test to test out. I'm fine with all of that. I get regulation. There has to be a form of regulation. I'm not an individual that doesn't believe in standards and structure. So that's not the thing. However, I was reading through the travel form when I was coming home. They make you fill out a travel form. That shit was so invasive. It made me uncomfortable. It
It
really was.
was.
And it wasn't simply just the questions that were asked. It was if you read what they said quarantine looks like. Quarantine looks like you have to have your own room isolated in your home. Okay, that's not too bad. You have to have your own bathroom. Your garbage has to be picked up outside. Your food has to be delivered. If you can't adhere to that, those are not, that's, you're not quarantining. For many Americans, especially in New York, all of that is not realistic.
No, it's not.
So those that regulation was that was uncomfortable, but then like when you filled out the form, you had to state who you were with, where you were, how long you were there, where you're coming back to, your address, the people you live with, their names and their ages. And as soon as I start to see shit like that, like listen, I get it. You know, I'm logical. I'm a logical person. I feel like if you know me and know anything about me, if anything, I'm logical. But I do have a little old school conspiracy theorist in me, and there is no way that I trust the federal government, state government, local. I don't trust the government worth shit. I'm not giving you consent worth nothing. Filling that shit out was wild
Exactly.
uncomfortable. I was like, oh no, this ain't it. This ain't it right here. Fuck Cuomo.
Right, exactly. Like, Cuomo, what you talking about? Like, that's
Yeah,
too much.
no.
But I feel like they doing that because when that vaccine come, they
Exactly.
expect for all of us
Boom.
to get it. And I will
Yeah,
not.
no. I'm with you on that one.
I don't even get a flu shot.
Girl, me neither.
Nope. Like, I got the flu shot one time, and that was the last time. I was sick for 2 weeks.
See, you know, and I get it. Like again, I'm into science. I know why certain vaccines are necessary. It may be necessary at some point in time for people to get it. Am I taking the first round? Get the fuck out of here. Y'all tripping.
No.
You start acting like the government don't be experimenting on people, on poor people, on colored people. You wildin'.
Exactly. I will not. I don't even want no.
No.
I'm not doing it. And the jobs is like, well, then it, you know, some jobs is probably gonna be on some like, oh, well, if you don't get the vaccine, you can't go back. Then I won't come back. I don't need you. You need me. Okay. Unemployment is paying. I will
She said
stay
they
out.
paying. We good.
I'm
Bye.
not getting that vaccine. Right. Like, I wasn't gonna make that if I was coming here
She said, "Girl, fuck
anyway. I will
that
stay home. I'm not doing it. No vaccine, but I feel like that's why they're doing that. And you know that the CDC is like
Bro,
calling people. So
I
when
know.
people are filling out the
I got the
yo.
call. It was so uncomfortable. I swear to God.
Oh.
And I know I'm on like level 10, next level right now with this. But I swear to God, the guy on the phone sounded so creepy. He sounded like the
He did.
moderator from The Purge. And I felt like he knew me. I swear to God. I know I'm tripping right now, but I felt like the way he spoke to me like he knew me. Like, hey, Nicole. Oh, can you talk right now? It was like, okay, guy, you're freaking me out. I had a friend of a friend, right? This is through the grapevine a little bit, but somebody else I know traveled and they really, really monitored her. Like they got a hold of her. I think she, you know, had the conversation she needed to have with them, but she had money coming out of like her account or people like it looked like money was being withdrawn, I believe, like from her bank, from the location. And she would get calls like, you're not pulling this money out, are you? Like real invasive shit like that. I'm not for that. I'm not for
No.
that. I don't care. Listen, and I don't care how ignorant this sounds, because I don't give a fuck. If I had to choose, and this is where I get conflicted, right, with all this political stuff, and I understand who Trump is, and I don't endorse him as a human by any means. He doesn't align with anything I align
Yes.
with, period. However, I don't know when it comes down to certain things like this is what people paint the picture of a scary picture for socialism, right? Like when you have a government that can
Yes.
control its people. I would much
Yes.
rather have regular old-fashioned racism because we've been dealing with racism since the beginning of time. I don't care how ignorant that sounds, than some fucking crazy China socialist shit. No, ma'am. Yeah, I'm not doing
Yeah, I'm
that.
not
That
doing
shit's crazy. I'll take the KKK. We've been dealing with that, like, and we still make progress.
We still dealing with it
Exactly.
with the
Like, and
police.
you can't tell me that.
Like, we
Facts. You
still dealing
can't
with
tell
it.
me that just because somebody's not a Republican, they're not racist. There's so many white liberals who are racist. Like, whatever the fuck ever.
Yes, exactly. And there's, I mean, I know a lot of Republicans too who even like they down for Trump and they're nowhere near racist. So it's like, you know, everybody who
No,
vote for him ain't
exactly.
racist. I think a little
There's a ton
lost.
of black Republicans. Stop playing. Black men came out and voted for Trump more
Oh,
than
so
anybody.
I know a few. Yeah, I know
Yes.
a lot. And I'm like, what is
It's not
going
uncommon.
on? I
It's
just,
just it's an interesting time though.
no.
Like we can surely say that. It's an interesting time.
It really is. It really is. And I'm not even gonna lie, like there were like it's a few people that I was like, I'm gonna play the you th listen, I'm gonna
Yo,
love you from a distance. Because it's just like I don't wanna
that's it
argue.
right there.
Because in my opinion, I just feel like there's no way. There's no way that any there's nothing like I can't even look at him and be like, all right, you know what? I get it. Now it's some things, nothing from this year, but some things in the past, you know, that I was like, all right, he ain't that bad on it. But he I just don't understand. I don't see it. I don't get it. What is the love? Where is it coming from? What is it?
I try to understand that sometimes as well because, like, for me, I like to find out what makes people tick. Even if I don't agree with you, I like to understand pathology. So
Yes.
how you get from one conclusion to the next
Exactly.
conclusion and how you begin to make decisions, like what your deduction look like. So I do try to understand when people say, oh, I like him because I'm a patriot. Okay, well, what does that mean to you? I like him because he supports the Constitution, or
Exactly.
like I do try to understand certain things. Some things I'm like, okay, I may get that, I may not, may disagree with you, but I don't know. It's always very interesting. It's the thing with me, I feel like, especially now, is like it's so hard, in my opinion, to find out a fact. Like this whole false news, fake news, what's a fact, what's not a fact. Anything you look up, it's like you can find that information and then find the exact opposite. And it's like, this is ridiculous.
Exactly. Right.
That's too much.
It is. It's way too much. But I'm just like, you know what? I just go off of his tweets because I know when it's him tweeting and I know when it's somebody else doing it for him. Because when it's somebody else doing it for him, they're too nice.
Okay, I got you.
But when it's him, he be on it.
Yeah,
Like,
right.
yeah,
He
I
ain't
said it.
got no. He has no
Biden
chill.
is this. Kamala is this. Obama, like he said Obama's name
He
like
sure
a
does.
100 times throughout the debates. I was like, you're not going against
Oh,
Obama.
he sure does.
Oh my God. And then him catching COVID, I said, you know that
Yeah,
that was
the
fake.
whole thing, you know.
Catch no
It's
COVID.
crazy because I can't, you know, I was paying attention real heavy in the beginning. I'll be honest with you. Like, I stopped paying attention because this is too much. I'm like, I do not have the time.
It
I work full time, full time, full time. This pandemic ain't do nothing to relieve nothing for me. My goals and quarters were the exact same. I got kids at home. We doing
Yep.
remote learning. We running the podcast. We're making an app.
Exactly.
I do too much, yo, to be really glued to this shit 24/7,
Yeah.
which you have to be in order to figure out what the fuck they're saying.
You do. You really do. Because, like, I watched the debates and then I was like, wait, I did not see what this person just said. Like, when I would watch the news, I'm like, that did not, I watched the debate. That
Exactly.
didn't happen. I was missing so many things. So, and I watched all of them. And I was like, what? What is going on? But that COVID thing, I was definitely feel like that was a hoax. I feel like he only did that because that first debate, he embarrassed himself. Him not calling down his white supremacists in the KKK and talking about the Black Lives Matter is a
It's
terrorist group. Like, are
crazy.
you
I
kidding me?
cannot.
It was just, I can't. But I'm glad that people got to see it. But the only thing is like, even though people seen it, it woke up 5 more million people, but it didn't wake up that many people because he still got a lot of votes. For him to still get over 70 million votes really
For
shocked
a
me.
lot of people, it can be very simple things. Like, I spoke to a few people that I know personally voted for him. And a lot of times it comes down to very isolated incidences, whether it's a stance on, you know, pro-life, something as simple as that, or, you know, gay marriage, or just finance, right? Like, maybe somebody works for a small company and the taxes, how that would affect their company and in turn would affect their salary, or maybe their military. And Trump, you know, is very pro-military. So I think a lot of people voted on isolated incidences, which, to be honest with you, I'm okay with that. As long as, for me, what it came down to is as long as you thought on your own and went with your convictions based on what's going to benefit you, that's what our process should reflect, right? Whether I agree with it or not, we're not all going to agree on things. But I don't know. It's definitely. There's a risk.
There's definitely a risk, and I'm devil's advocate. I don't even agree with it. I'm on some, like, if you voted for him, then we clearly, we can't, we're not in the same mindset.
Yeah,
We
don't, I know,
need,
I
I don't
know.
need to
I know a
ground
lot
you.
of people that feel that way. I know a ton of people that feel
Yeah.
that way. I
Because
know.
I'm
I know.
just like,
I'm moderate. We
what?
have always been very
Like,
moderate. And
ooh.
Claire, I keep saying, I'm logical. I'm all about the logic. You explain to me your logic,
Yeah.
whether I agree with you or not, a lot of times I can let it rock in different areas. But I know a lot of people that feel like you.
Yeah, I can't. I just, I don't know. I can't do it. I'm just like, and I feel like what, and we can get off this topic after this. I feel like with Trump, voting for him is like overlooking someone's actions, but believing what they say, although you see them do the
Girl,
complete
if you don't
opposite of
talk
what they
about
tell
it,
you that they're
that,
gonna do.
yep, that's for sure.
Like,
That's the perfect description.
Yes. And I'm just like, oh my God, like, what are we doing? Are we believing actions or are we believing words? What are we believing? Like, oh my God, but he out.
He is toxic.
So,
That
bye, Trump.
definition of toxic.
He's out. And listen, if he comes back with the
You
TV show when he firing
know,
people, I'll watch it. Because I liked him then. I mean, I thought he was ignorant, but
you
I
be
liked
in a
all that.
relationship with somebody that tells you they're gonna change, but then shows you the opposite. It's a toxic relationship.
Exactly. Like, you just seen him do this. He told me he was
No,
changing.
you ain't
Right. Like, what did you see though? But he
okay.
said, but you saw. What are we looking
Oh my
at?
goodness.
But,
Yeah,
aside
politically
from that
impacted
though,
that is.
right. We
We
lost
did.
a lot of people this year. We lost a lot. Like, oh my
Yeah, we
goodness.
definitely did. 2020 came and crushed so many people, and just as of yesterday, like it hasn't stopped. And then, you know, that's people on a big
It
platform, but
hasn't stopped.
those people personally, it's just crazy.
It really is. Like, oh my God. I feel like it started off bad with Kobe. With Kobe and his daughter, and then, you know, her teammates and their parents. I feel like that just set the tone,
Yeah,
like,
that was
yo,
terrible.
what's going on? Like, that was unbelievable too. Like, I at first I didn't really even believe it. I was like, yeah, people just play too many games. They always doing like all these hoax and this person died, and just making stuff up and it's not true. But to find out that was true, and then Pop Smoke, that really broke, that still
That's
breaks my heart.
sad,
I
yo.
still get angry. Like, oh my God, like, it's just crazy. It was like one after another, the guy who did Jeopardy.
Debo died last night.
Like,
Man.
oh my goodness. Devo died, the
Oh,
lady
that
from
was
BAPS.
terrible.
It's just like, wasn't that crazy? Like, oh my gosh. And then to see like how dope her career
Yeah,
was.
she has.
She's done a
She really
lot.
has.
And it's like, oh my God, we just losing so many people. And then the even crazier thing is like the George Floyd thing happened this year. Why does that feel like that
That
happened ages
is
ago?
so true. Like the time warp of 2020, even Kobe, like it feels like Kobe passed away 5 years ago. Yeah.
It really does. Yep. And it was
Yeah.
only the
Yeah.
beginning of the year. It's crazy. And then all the
I
protesting, that was
know, it's
June.
crazy.
That feels like that was like 1996. Like, it's just like so
Seriously.
much has happened in 1 year. So much has happened. And then now, you know what? I have to say though, these like award shows with the social distancing where no one's there,
They did a good
I
job.
really
They
enjoyed
actually
that.
came through. Oh, yeah.
They did a really, yeah, and I feel like they need to continue
Yeah,
that,
you
honestly.
like it?
I love seeing like
She
Summer
killed.
Walker's performance,
Yeah.
her doing that separate. I was like, oh, and you see how comfortable she was. I feel like it's good for the artists who, you know, enjoy doing music but don't really enjoy
Right,
having to be
right.
around so many people. Like, you know, to see that, I was like, yo, this is so dope. I felt like I really enjoyed that. There's some things that, you know, were done with the social
That's
distancing
really
that I
cool, though.
really
That's cool.
enjoy. Yeah. That is like I really enjoyed that. What about new music?
New music. I'm so all over the place with music. I don't know if I actually picked up any new artists that I can think of.
Yeah, this year has been, yeah, I don't know about too many new artists.
I liked Summer Walker's little snippet album that she came out with. I thought that was dope. Yeah.
I love that, the live. I really like that.
Would you, were you messing with Tori or did you cancel him?
All right. We yeah,
I know,
we
that's
not, you know what,
crazy.
we never talked about that. Yeah, isn't that crazy? And that's crazy that
Tripping.
that happened this year. I'm like, when did that happen? That happened
Tripping.
like
Yeah, that
before
shit
Fourth
was
of
nuts.
July? Like what? So, honestly, I'm not gonna lie, I did not
Yeah.
cancel him right away because I just didn't. It was too much going on. I don't really like when people, if you're not gonna give me everything, I don't want you to give me none of it. If you're not gonna come out and tell
I
me the whole
feel.
story, I don't want a little piece. Well, a gun went off. I don't want to hear that. Who did it? Like, I don't want to hear all the back and forth. So I'm not gonna lie, I did not cancel him right away. I did believe her though in the beginning, because I'm
Yeah.
like, her friend didn't shoot her. And I know
Yeah.
security. Well, why would security shoot her? Doesn't make sense. So I mean, common denominator, it's Tori. But I did not listen to his
Did
whole album.
I?
I'm not gonna
I
lie to
wasn't
you.
super impressed. Like, usually, I didn't even realize. You know how you can do the little Apple Music with who you spent a lot of your time with, music-wise? I spent a lot of time with Tori's last album. So I had high hopes for this, but I couldn't even get through. I thought this it was mediocre.
I
You
felt like it was
said.
rushed. Like, right, let me just throw something out there to get their minds off of it. I didn't shoot. I shot her. I don't want nobody to
Exactly.
know I did it. So let me just throw something out there. So I wasn't, and honestly, I didn't really like how he was
Nah,
coming at
neither did I. I
everybody.
thought that was some sucker shit.
Yeah, like Kehlani. Like what? He went at JoJo. I was like, stop fronting. Like, yeah, JoJo, her career was a little crazy because of the stuff that happened with the labels and how they were trying to hold their music back and all that. But like, let's not front. Like, she's not talented. Like, she's not one of the
Right.
greatest voices that we have. Like, stop playing. I didn't like that because you can't sing, Tori. So I truly didn't like that. But you know what? I also did not really care for Megan's new
You didn't like
album.
it? I
Felt it
haven't
sounds
listened to
rushed.
everything. I've listened to like a couple singles. I
No.
didn't really go through the whole thing. Yeah,
Yeah,
definitely
I
not
love the
to.
body song though.
What?
Body, yada, I love that. Love that song, but that's pretty much
Yeah,
it.
I feel you.
Yeah. No, it's I've been out of it. Love Kehlani though.
Me
Kehlani's
too.
album, I
She's
still listen
bae.
to that
I
till this
love
day.
everything she does.
Yep. Still listening to that. And I'm still listening to Summer Walker. I'm still listening to oh my God, what's the girl's name?
She said Jesus.
Jesus,
I
I can't
can't
even
believe
think of her
I'm.
name.
Oh,
One that
SZA.
sang
That's
The Weeknd.
yes. I love
Oh my
SZA.
God, I love her so much.
Me too.
Yes, I'm still
I
listening
okay,
to SZA's
yeah. If
album.
I will say this, most of my time music-wise is R&B. Like Summer Walker, Kiana LaDae, SZA, like
Yes,
anybody in that
Kiana
genre, like that type of vibe. I have to remind myself to listen to a beat.
LaDae. Yes, I agree. And see, my top was obviously Pop Smoke. I love Pop Smoke, so I listen to his music all the time. So my top was Pop Smoke. It was Kiana LaDae, which I was like,
Right.
wow, I didn't notice I listened to her that much,
Me
but because
too.
I love her music though. But it was Pop Smoke, Kiana LaDae,
Okay.
Shinsia, which I love
Yep, I
Shinsia.
know who she is.
She's Jamaican
Yes.
artist. I love her music. Yes, that's my girl. I love her. So I'm always listening to her. Kehlani was up there, Summer
There you
Walker,
go.
and then A Boogie. That was like my top five. Yeah, but I love
You
New
know
York
who I've been
music,
listening
so
to a
obviously Pop
lot?
Smoke, A
And I
Boogie.
don't know if it's good for me or not. It's the City Girls.
Oh.
I am such a City Girl fan.
My
Period.
face.
Like, seriously.
Yes. I loved
No, the album is
their
hard.
album. I was
I'm with
actually
you on that,
shocked,
Amy.
but then again, it really was. And all of them were, honestly. The first album was, I loved the first album. I know every word.
I like the track they got with the the baby. I
Everybody.
like the track that they got with Homegirl. What's her name? The light skinned girl. Oh, she was canceled for a minute. Oh, what is her name? The girl.
Who?
What's her name? That's the one. Thank you.
Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, you know I
Yep.
like Sweetie too. I like her.
I love
She is.
Sweetie.
She gets
I
hate. I
don't
haven't even
like the
seen it.
hate that she gets. She, well, you know, in my crowd, unfortunately, she gets a lot of hate. They be hating, they feel like she can't rap. And I'm like,
Right.
listen, a lot of these niggas can't rap either. So it, who cares? I love the music. I think the music's dope. I know the words to it. I feel like her, and I
It's,
love the
I like
song with
it's so good.
Jhené
I
Aiko.
think people just
So
hate for no
good.
reason. People just want something to hate
It's
on.
really good. That's what I'm saying. I feel like, you know, when it comes to girls, it's like, oh, this girl can't rap, this girl can't rap. But when it comes to these guys who sound like nothing, it's just like, oh,
It's
that's
not.
fire. It's not.
It's
Yeah,
not.
it's not. But I feel like Sweetie came
Yeah,
through.
definitely.
Jhené Aiko's album. Oh my God. So good. And you know who else had a good album, I feel like, this year?
Oh, I love him.
Big Sean.
How could we forget? Listen,
Oh my
his
God.
song with his
Oh.
girl, I mean, Jermaine, when he came in and said, "Don't just take the
Yes.
pro or don't just take your clothes off, take your problems off," I was like, "Oh, that's poetry. Give this man an award. I love him."
I love
Yes.
him. Right. I feel
Yeah,
like his
no, I
album,
agree
I
with you on
needed
that one.
that.
That was a good one for sure.
Needed that. Yes. And then that was, I mean, that was pretty much
Nah, I
it.
feel you on
I
that
don't think
one.
I'm
That
missing anybody else.
has been 2020.
It has.
The
The recap. Yeah, that's pretty much it. What about movies? You
don't think
watch
I've seen
anything
any
different?
movies that have meant that really moved me or I thought was great. I got into Lovecraft. That shit was bomb. Oh
Okay,
my
see, I've only watched
God.
one
I loved it.
episode.
I thought that was one of the best series I've seen this year.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
That's dope.
You?
That's good. What have I
Hmm.
watched?
Okay.
Snowfall. Oh my God. I love anything that has to do with like the 70s and the 80s and then like the drugs and everything. I just love
Okay, so
watching
you were a
stuff
little
like that.
retro. I like
Snowfall.
it.
Oh my God. I sure am. And the
I
main
have to
guy,
look
oh
at it
my
now.
God, I
I'll put
love
that on the
him.
watch list.
Oh, yes. And honestly, like he's from London. So
When
he
he's
has the
acting,
accent, but
yeah.
you don't hear it, you know, when he's acting. But once I watched the interview and I heard the accent, I was like, oh my God, I love him. Like, I love Snowfall. And
Oh,
then
yeah,
that was
definitely. How
pretty
about
much,
I
you know,
check?
P-Valley.
Again, it feels like it was a long time ago. P-Valley, definitely
Yes.
good.
Yep. And then that's pretty, and then
Yeah.
just honestly, just a bunch of old stuff. All of the recaps
Yeah.
of the old like sitcoms and everything on Netflix. Oh my God,
Girlfriends.
watching
Yes.
Girlfriends over, watching the
Tony is so
Parkers,
toxic. You didn't even
one
know
on
it.
one. Like, oh my goodness. Honestly, I was like, yo, I do not want a friend
Oh
group like this. I'll
my
take one or two of them, but I don't want all four. But yeah, even stuff like that, watching that now as an adult and like really understanding, like, wow, I did not even know
We
that
did
this
have
show was
some
this
classics,
crazy.
and I'm glad that Netflix
But a
put them
dope show.
on there too. So that was definitely on my watch list. I'm with you with that as far as like redoing some of the old shows
Yes.
for sure.
Netflix definitely came through. Yes, they did. But that's pretty much it. I ain't, you know, other than
Yeah.
just focusing on the internal,
Shame.
vibing to some new music and just, you know, getting ready to be
Yeah,
on lockdown again. We're definitely in
didn't they
lockdown
just
again.
put something through for Monday or some crazy crap like that? I don't know, girl. I'm so out of it
Did they?
sometimes. I have to look at the news.
Yeah. The only thing I heard was like him saying that, you know, once he gets in office, he would like for the first 100 days after he's, you know, goes in, everybody to wear a
I
mask.
mean, I definitely think that's
Yeah.
fair. That
So,
should be more than fair. Yeah.
yeah, I can wear a mask. Exactly. Yeah, I could do that. And you know, what about picking
I
up your
haven't been
groceries?
in
Have you done
person.
that?
Like, I really haven't done a whole lot of like e-shopping
Okay.
with these grocery stores. I'm not against it. I just haven't.
You know, I love it and I've been doing it for so long. Now it's frustrating because everybody does it, so
Oh,
I
got
never have my
you.
normal slots that I have. Yeah, but honestly, like Price Chopper, I like never shop at Price Chopper, but Price Chopper does it for you. They text you if something's gone. And then once you pull up, they tell you stay in your car, just open up your trunk. They put it in
That's
your
what's up.
trunk and everything.
That's what's up.
They got gloves on, a
So you're
mask.
using all your
So I'm
money to me.
definitely feeling that. So, you know, some things, exactly. And the fact that it's like, I don't like being in the grocery store during the day. It's just too many people. So, and this is like before COVID. Like, you know, once you go into the grocery store, I feel like some stores, you know, you get the snobby people. They want to bump into your cart. They see you looking for
I
something. They'll
cannot
stand there because they
stand
need
the
to get something
standard
too, but you're
there.
in the way instead of just right. So I don't enjoy that. I like going to Walmart at 3 in the morning, but since
Oh,
Walmart
nah.
is
Yeah,
closed
I'm
at
like, now you're
11
playing
now,
3 in the morning, girl.
that's my favorite time when ain't nobody in there. That is my favorite time. But since I can't do that, Price Chopper
That's
and
what's up.
ShopRite, they have been coming through. So some things I
That's what's up.
appreciate,
Well, hopefully
you
we
know,
don't
from
have to
this
deal with it next
pandemic.
year, and we'll figure out
Yes.
come January 1 if we completed the mission, right? If we get the little ding ding, you won, or if we're gonna get the level up to where we go into phase two. So we all gonna we gonna see. A girl,
Exactly. And
listen.
aliens is phase two, so we need to relax.
Wait.
The aliens are approaching. Like, no.
It
Episode. It's been
definitely has.
real.
Y'all, we definitely appreciate you guys tuning in to your favorite podcast, Disruptive Innovation. You know where to find
Yes.
us at Disruptive Innovation Podcast on Instagram, Facebook. You can talk to us through all of our socials. We'd love to hear your feedback and your comments. Peace out. We love y'all.